I did not sleep well. Lying awake for hours and staring at the door on the side of my camper van, there was a patch of glass in the middle of the door where Ben Chalmers' spectral hand had been resting when I came across him the previous evening. Over these past few weeks, since I had arrived in Crystal Beach, I had become used to seeing ghosts. Indeed, when I stopped to think about it, the whole psychic witch magic thing had not fazed me much at all, which was very telling. Almost an affirmation that the latent power of my newfound skills was already inside me, a part of who I was. Yet the fact that I had seen my ex-boyfriend alive and then dead in the same day sent chills through me. Seeing Gramps' ghost had been a joyous, unexpected thing because my grandfather had died of natural causes and lived a full life. He had not been murdered with his body left on a mini-golf course. As I lay there, just before I finally drifted off to sleep, I decided that I would move Maud in the morning. Sleeping on this little stretch at the back of the beach just did not seem like a good idea anymore. I awoke to the sound of my cell phone ringing. It wasn't playing the funeral march, so it wasn't my mother. My eyes blinked away the blurriness of sleep, made harder by the fact that I hadn't had enough of it, and on the third attempt, a name revealed itself on the screen. Eileen. "Hello, Eileen," I said as brightly as I could manage. "Where are you?" demanded Eileen's slightly shrill, very schoolmarmish voice. I rolled over a little, looking at Maud's roof. "Home," I answered, "such as it is."
"And why aren't you here?"
"Here?" My fuzzy head swam. "Your restaurant?"
"The golf tournament."
Eileen sounded exasperated.
"Where you're supposed to be working for me."
"Huh. Eileen, you do realize there was a..." I almost said dead body, like Ben was just something blocking the final hole.
A what?"
"Ben!" I almost shouted out. "They found Ben Chalmers there yesterday afternoon."
"Pfft,"
Eileen answered.
"Of course I know that. That's why they've renamed the event the Ben Chalmers Mini Golf Invitational."
That's... There was no other way to say it. Just plain sick.
"Don't be such a prude. The crowds will be twice as big 'cause of that, and I need you to come and help me prep.